Players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you, O illustrious one, Rod Roddy, once again whipping the audience up into a veritable frenzy. We have three players here who also are in a frenzy because they want the big bucks. So let's meet them right now and dispense with all the frivolity, starting with our first player, Mark Dotson. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's great.
Mark, your wife is expecting?
Yeah, that's right.
I assume that's a child.
Yeah.
What? When is it?
She's going to be expecting in the summer, about August time.
Not with me. She's in Texas right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm hoping that this would be a great baby shower. And I really miss her.
I understand. Now, is she going to come? You're going back to Texas? Do you live in Texas? Or is she just visiting?
No, I live here. She went back to Texas to help out her folks.
All right.
So I'm going to try to sway her back this way.
I got you. Well, hopefully you'll do well today. Good luck, Mark.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Second player is a Chip. Susan Engel.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Susan. Susan, $12,700.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the bucks? Susan, just tell me. No one will know, Susan. Just be our little secret. Me, you, and 18 million other people. Tell them, Susan. Susan, what is it, Susan?
It's just for the future.
What's for the future?
The money. You're going to get me in trouble, Peter.
That's what I'm here for, Susan. You want to tell Rod instead of me? You can tell me, Susan. Mum's the word. Help me, she says. Okay, is it okay for her to tell? He says, yeah. They're telling her the director's going to come out here and punch us both out.
Well, we're saving it. For a wedding.
For is this a wedding? Could it be your wedding, Susan? That's great! Well, I'm sure your fiancé...
I'm in trouble now, here.
No, the only thing that's good about this...
Nobody knows now the whole world.
Nobody can back out. There's 88 million people that know about it. Think of the gift. Just think of the gift. Good luck today, Susan.
I hope he's not too surprised.
I hope he's not too surprised. Well, we'll find out. We have yet to meet Rita, our third player. Rita Yoway. How are you, Rita?
That's great, Peter.
That's great. Now, Rita, you collect... Susan collects husbands. Rita, what do you collect? China?
Yeah, I love China.
How many places do you have?
I can seat about 500 people in formal.
Wait a minute. Perfect. Susan, your wedding? 500? You get about 500 guests?
Sure.
Dinner at the Sports Arena. Rita, she's bringing the China. We've made a deal here. This is great. Now all we got to do is make some money. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. A buzzing answer gets you three spins, a multiple choice one spin. Here's the first question. According to the Census Bureau, out of every six newly married American couples, how many will stay married long enough to celebrate their 10th anniversary? Susan.
Four.
Is it four, three, or five, Mark?
I'd say four.
What would you say, Rita?
I'll say three.
Of every six newlywed married couples, four will celebrate their 10th anniversary. And Susan gets... Mark gets it, and Susan gets three. And I got a feeling Susan's one of the four. All right, here we go with number two. Here's a real sweet question. What fraction of the average American's daily calorie intake comes from some form of sugar? Mark.
I'd say three quarters.
Is it three quarters, one quarter, or one half, Susan?
Three quarters.
What do you think, Rita?
A half.
Sugar makes up one quarter of our daily calories. Surprise. All right, third question. According to the New York Times, what country is considered Europe's fashion center? Rita.
France.
Is it France, Italy, or Germany, Mark?
say France.
What do you think, Susan?
France.
You dress so well, you should know. Europe's fashion center is considered to be France. Mark to two, Susan to four, Rita three. Last question, here it comes. In a standard game of Monopoly, what color are the hotels? Susan.
Red.
Are they red, green, or white, Mark?
They're red.
What color are they, Rita?
Red.
Monopoly hotels are colored red. Mark to three, Susan to seven, Rita to four, and Big Buck coming your way from that. We'll be back. Stay with us. Some big bucks, 50,000 plus up there on the board and cashing prizes. You don't want any whammies, do you?
No.
That's the sense of the whammies today. I've had enough of them as well. How about a trip?
Yeah.
I got an idea. Let's find out where Susan's going on her honeymoon, Rod.
How about Kona on the big island of Hawaii? One of our lucky winners today could be flying off to Kona on that big island of Hawaii, enjoying the famous black beaches and maybe even seeing a live volcano. 6 nights on Hawaii's famed Kona Coast. Fabulous coffee. It's worth almost $1,800, and it's a wonderful place to be.
Yes, that was Susan. And what's your fiance's name?
Randy.
Randy? That was Susan and Randy in the film. They're already in Hawaii. What a deal. All right, gang, you want to win this round so you can play last and final round. You want to win that trip because it's a lot of fun. Four whammies put you out of the game, and you can cash your remaining spins during your turn. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
You would spin first. Mark, hit it. Okay, let's go. Let's go for Big Bucks now. This is the one that's exciting. Let's get Susan. Let's stop. Stop at $470.
All right, let's
first place,
two cents. Don't forget, we gotta keep going, Peter. Let's go, stop.
Stop at number one.
Henry, bring back Marky. I won.
Oh, nailed you, but you left you with a spin, Mark.
Gotta go for it.
Okay, gotta go for it. Let's go. Let's go for a big one. This one's a good one now. Let's go. Stop. Stop at $400. Back so, in the chip. First place, Rita. Four spins.
No problem. Let's go for it. Big money, and stop.
Stop. Oh, Rita, with your luck, the next spin you win the dishes. Here we go. Three spins, Rita. Here we go.
I wouldn't mind, but my husband would kill me. Come on. Let's go to Kona, Eric, and stop.
Stop at a food factory. All right. That's worth $440. Two spins left. First place, Rita.
I'm gonna go. Let's get some money now. And stop.
Stop at $550. That's $990. First place. One spin left. Stretch it to pass it. Goes to Mark. It's yours, Mark. One spin. Here we go. Okay, let's go for the big one. Let's make it good. This one's for Susan. Stop. Stop at $550. A gift from Rita. $950. Your second place. Susan, a whole bunch of spins here. Seven of them.
Let's go. We need some money for
the trip. Stop at $400, third place. Six spins, Susan.
Okay, come on,
Randy, bring me one. Stop at $650. You're in first place. $1,050. 60 more than Rita, five spins.
Stop
at $500, $1,550, four spins. Here we go.
I feel lucky, Peter. I feel lucky. Stop.
Stop and add a one. $11,550. I say you feel lucky, Susan. Three spins. You get about $10,000 more, and Rita gets the three spins. Rita?
Thanks.
A gift. $390. Let's see what happens. Here we go.
That's a long way to go. Here we go. And stop.
Stop at $1,250. That's a nice, tidy sum. $2,240. Two spins left. Here we go. Second place.
Let's go. I need something with a spin. Stop
it. Move one space to $750 or $100 in the spin.
The $100 in the spin.
$2,340. One spin saved up.
Yeah.
One left. Here we go, Rita.
I gotta have a gift for Susan. Here we go. And stop
at $1,250. $3,590. What are you gonna do with one spin, Rita?
A wedding gift.
A wedding gift to Susan. $11,550. Here we go, Susan. That's first
okay.
Place in a lot of money left.
Okay.
$50 in round one. You've won the advantage, and we're coming back after these words for a lot of fun. having a great time celebrating Susan's announcement. You ready for some more questions?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, here's some more answers. No, I've got to give you the questions. You give me the answers.
All
we'll
right.
do it that way. This late movie sex siren once claimed to reporters that the only thing she wore to bed was perfume. Who was she? Mark.
Jean Harlow.
Is it Jean Harlow, Marilyn Monroe, or Jane Mansfield, Susan?
Marilyn Monroe.
Who is it, Rita?
Sounds like James Mansfield.
Well, but I like the way Susan said it, just like Marilyn Monroe would say. Marilyn Monroe kind of did, wasn't it? Perfume, the only thing she wore to bed was the claim of Marilyn Monroe. And Susan gets the spin. You did say that like you're scary, Susan. Here's the second question. If you're aggravated by someone else's pet running around your property, the answer to this question may further anger you. What fraction of dog owners think it's okay to let their dogs run loose? Rita.
1/4.
Is it 1/4, 1/2, or 3/4, Mark?
1/2.
What do you think, Susan?
1/2.
Fraction of dog owners who don't believe in leash laws is 1/2. Mark a spin, Susan to 2. Third question. They're made in Cremona, Italy, and they're played by some of the world's most famous soloists, and they're called Stradivarius. What, Rita?
Violin.
What kind of musical instruments are they? Are they violins, flutes, or trumpets?
More violins.
What are they, Susan?
Violins.
The instruments we're referring to are violins. Mark to 2, Susan to 3, Rita 3. Last question. In the well-used phrase, a man's home is his what? Mark.
Castle.
Is it castle, mansion, or territory, Susan?
Castle.
What do you think, Rita?
Castle.
Man's home is his castle. Mark the 5, Susan the 4, Rita the 4. And you know what happens next? Mushy Big Bus. You come on back, you're going to have a lot of fun. Talking serious dollars, right? Over $100,000, that's very serious dollars up there waiting for you to get your hands all over it. A few whammies as well. Hopefully we've had enough of them today. Susan, with $12,050, indeed, you have earned the distinction of playing last. Mark, with $950 and 5 cents, you're first. You ready?
All right,
get
I
some
am,
bucks.
Let's see, this was for my wife, Susan. My wife's also Susan. Let's go, big bucks, stop!
Stop at $1,500
and spin. All right, good.
$2,150, third place, 5 cents, Mark.
All right, let's go, big bucks again. I'm looking for big bucks here. Let's go, stop!
Stop at $500.
Good, thank you very much.
$2,950, third place.
All right, I got to keep going, got to press. Let's go, big bucks here, big bucks, stop!
Stop at $500
and spin. All right.
$3,450.
$140 left in the third place. 9 years, big bucks. Let's go, sir, big bucks. Let's go, stop!
Stop at $1,500. There you go, Mark. You and your Susan are now in second place with $49.50. Please spin.
Gotta keep going.
Okay.
What time? Gotta test my luck, Peter. Gotta test my luck. Come on, no way. This is for big bucks. Let's big bucks stop.
Stop at $7.50. 5700. Second place, 2 spins. About 7,000 less than Susan. 6,350.
I got it.
$6,350 less than Susan.
We're gonna play.
Here we go.
Let's go. Big bucks this time. Let's go. Big bucks. Stop
at $710.
Oh.
$6,400 still 2 spins. Press the pass, Mark.
Is he getting tired?
One more. Here we go.
We gotta go. Gotta go for the big ones. This is the big ones now. The big ones. I want the big ones. Go.
Stop at Australia.
Right.
Australia. That's worth $3,252.96.52. About 2,400 shy of Susan. One spin. Press the pass.
We're gonna pass it.
Pass it. One to Susan. Don't take it yet, Susan. We go to Rita with 35.94 spins. Here we go, Rita.
I'm gonna go to Rome. Here we go. And stop
at $5,000 and a spin. $85.90 serious dollars up here. Third place, 4 spins, Rita.
I still gotta go. That's real nice. Let's do that again. And stop.
spins left, no dollars, two whammies. Presto pass. Here we go.
Gotta go. I really need some big bucks now. Stop.
Stop at 12:50. Third place, two spins, Rita. Press the back.
Gotta
here
go.
We go.
Gotta go. Here we go. And stop.
Stop at Portugal. A trip to Portugal, Rita. Worth $2,242. That brings you up to $34.92. Third place, one spin.
If I have to go to Susan.
It'll go to Susan, that's correct.
Doesn't mean any good. I've
okay, here we go, Rita. I gotta get out of third place.
Here we go. Big bucks and a spin. Big bucks and a spin. Stop.
Stop at $500. $39.92. We're still in the game. Susan, we come to you. One spin you have to take, $12,050 is right.
Okay, here we go. We need some money, 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 money. Stop.
Stop at a surf jet. Oh, boy. That's worth $2,350. $14,400. You have about $4,800 more than Mark. Press or pass.
How much difference?
$4,800. About $4,748.
I feel lucky.
Do you?
I feel
here
lucky.
We go.
Come on, we need some money. Stop.
Stop at five and a spin. $14,900. Still four spins.
Let's go.
Going
let's
again.
Go. I am feeling so lucky. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. That's $16,400. That's $6,800 more than Mark. Three spins. Pass. Mark, you're kidding.
This is going to be a big one now.
All right.
No way. You're doing big bucks. Big bucks. We need big bucks on this one. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. 3,000 and a spin, 12,652, two spins.
Gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta do it, gotta win. Peter, what am I saying right now?
You have to take the spin, it doesn't matter, Mark.
Go, one more, go.
Stop at $500, 13,152, one more spin you have to take, then we can chat. Right. Here we go, Mark.
Let's go. Let's make it the big one. Let's go. Big one. Big one. Corner. Stop.
Stop it in San Diego.
Oh,
Mark. Yep. That's worth $1,124. That brings us up to $14,276. That's $2,200 less than Susan. You have one spin. You can take it. You'll have to get something with that much or more or an additional spin, or you can pass it to Susan with two whammies.
I got to go.
You're going for
it? I got to go.
You
got to make it. This one's here. $1,134.
Stop at $1,400. That brings your total up to $15,676. Not enough. And Steve will give a check today for $16,400. Oh, my. What a wedding this is going to be. We'll be back and talk to Susan about her wedding ring after these waves. We're back with today's big question that winner, Susan, with $16,400. And if we can get Rod Roddy off that surf jet, he'll tell you about it, Rod.
Well, okay, Peter. Susan, you have won this ski jet. Jet ski. The all-new high-performance 236 SN from SurfJet Corporation combines the thrills of surfing, water skiing, and speed boating, powered by a 15-horsepower motor capable of speeds up to 30 miles per hour. That prize totals $2,350, combined with the $14,050 in cash you won today, and the $12,700 in cash prize you won previously. That gives you a new grand total season of $29,100.
That's going to be a fairly decent-sized wedding, I guess, for $29,100. Who knows? You may not be through yet. But you get to come back next time.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Congratulations, Susan. Mark and Rita, you're leaving with some nice prizes, so you don't go empty-handed. I thank you for being with us. And say hello to your Susan, Mark. All right?
Sure will.
See you. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin. Thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
One member of our studio audience will receive Frigidaire's popular mid-sized microwave oven. It features touch control, real mind control, and the full circle cooking system. Frigidaire appliances. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. From the Eureka Company, the QuickUp, cordless and lightweight, with its own wall-mounted recharging stand, perfect for quick cleanup. And the best defense against diaper rash is a good offense. That's Desitin, pediatrician's first choice for diaper rash prevention and treatment. Plus, Q-Tech, America's number one remover. It makes nails stronger every time you use it. Also, Sensodyne Search, advanced design toothbrushes that remove plaque and help fight gum disease in three sizes, recommended by dentists. And Conair's high-energy makeup mirror. It's just your style, great for travel. You are assured of the professional features and high quality that come with a Conair name. Plus, gift certificates for Kentucky Fried Chicken and fresh buttermilk biscuits. You've got a right to chicken done right. At Kentucky Fried Chicken, we do chicken right.
There's lots of ways to win with John Davidson and a host of hilarious celebrities on Hollywood Squares. Right after this USA Update, next.
This is Rod Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.